Coral Springs Democratic Representative Jared Moskowitz is the bill's House sponsor. He says creating the memorial is especially important given the number of Holocaust survivors in Florida.
Florida is home to the second largest Holocaust surviving population. Everyone knows what the Holocaust is, but it was the systematic extermination of Jews in Europe. You're talking about two-thirds of European Jews were wiped off the face of the earth.
Moskowitz says the victims included 1 million kids, 6 million Jews, as well as 5 million non-Jews died.
You know, the greatest threat to the Jewish population today may be Iran. But truthfully, the second greatest threat is that soon there will be no more witnesses to the Holocaust. Without witnesses to the Holocaust, without eyewitnesses to the tragedy, we will have no one to testify what happened. We will depend on museums and memorials and stories and books that were written.
For Moskowitz, this is very personal.
You know, as someone who entire family escaped the Holocaust and whose, specifically my grandmother, my mom's mother, was part of what was called the Kinder Transport out of Germany, and that's where Britain smuggled 10,000 children. My grandmother specifically was put into a boxcar with her sister, and they were shipped to Britain, and it saved her life. Her parents were killed in Auschwitz, and I have similar stories, obviously, on my father's side.
Andy says his grandfather had a tougher time and won't talk about it to this day.
There may be records in the Holocaust Museum of what happened to them, but I don't even know because he refused to speak about it. That's how horrific it was. Imagine being a little boy and running away to another country, never seeing your parents, never seeing your two brothers, and never seeing your sister again. He had no relatives left. His cousins, his aunts, his uncles, his nephew, the entire bloodline of that family was wiped out. He was the sole survivor.
The bill is also important to Tallahassee attorney Stephen Uhlfelder.
I believe this is one of the more important bills this session, and I believe this is a proper way to recognize what they've been through as well as their families. We have many memorials in this state, but there's no memorial here in the state capitol. There are memorials in many states throughout the country, and I think it'd be appropriate in light of the number of survivors, the number of people that are impacted, including my family, to have this memorial here.
He also feels it will benefit future generations to come.
And I think it's so important that we remember history and that we're going to have monuments up for World War II on Capitol grounds soon. And I think this would be a great compliment in light of what happened during World War II during the Holocaust. And I also want to emphasize how important this will be with the thousands of teachers and students that will be coming to the Capitol and they'll ask questions. And one thing they'll learn is never stand on the sidelines when something is going wrong.
Uhlfelder has been working on this bill with both Moskowitz and Hollywood Democrat Eleanor Sobel, who sponsored the Senate bill. And Sobel says there will be a process to establishing the memorial.
Senate Bill 716 would establish the statutory framework necessary to create Florida Holocaust Memorial. It's a memorial. On Capitol grounds, administered by DMS, the memorial will be constructed and placed after it has considered the recommendations of the Florida Historical Commission.
Last month, the Senate unanimously passed the bill, and on Wednesday, the House passed the measure 116-1, with Melbourne Beach Republican Representative John Tobiah as the only no vote. Originally, Tobiah didn't oppose the measure because the House version had no fiscal impact, but the Senate bill taken up by the House now includes $100,000 to help in the memorial's creation. Attorney Uhlfelder says he's also starting a citizens group to raise more funds. The bill now heads to the governor's desk. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.